For the past couple of days, you've been learning about Washington's latest agricultural crop, legal marijuana, and you've also been introduced to some people behind the scenes. Today, you'll meet a couple of guys who've teamed up to embark on this Northwest adventure. One is a straight-laced Eastern Washington farmer. The other, a video gaming techie. Correspondent Anna King has the story.
Let's start with Tom Ballett. He's not a farmer. He doesn't smoke weed, but he does like to build things.
When you were a kid, did you like tear apart your toys and build them back again?
Well, most of them I would tear them apart and then I'd lose the parts and never build them back up. But as I got older, I found more and more parts to put my toys back together.
Ballett's other love, gaming. Just look at his tattoos.
This here is kind of like a little sign of a video game, Oblivion, which is one of the Elder Scrolls games. I'm a gamer.
A gamer and a mechanic. Ballett has no traditional training, but he's a tinkerer, and he's good at it. Alan Schreiber noticed that straight away when he met Ballett about a year ago.
He is very, very good at what he does.
Schreiber gave Ballett a job as a mechanic on his farm just north of Pasco in Washington. Schreiber says they just clicked.
We do like new projects. We like trying new things and different things, and he came up with an idea, and then I'd come up with an idea and on doing this.
Things really came together last winter when they attended an agricultural conference in Portland. They were out for a few drinks after a long day of sessions when a light bulb went off. They would team up and use Schreiber's farming expertise and Ballett's mechanical wizardry to dip into this new pot farming experiment. They scratched a modified hydroponic-like plan on the back of a bar napkin, and the partnership was born. They knew the state was limiting the amount of square footage for each grower, so why not hatch a contraption that would grow more marijuana per square foot? And Ballett says it's not just about pot.
If you design and perfect a way to grow cannabis efficiently, then maybe you can move on to growing other things with the same system.
The prototype is a weird-looking machine, about the size of a vintage Cadillac. It looks a bit like a massive Peruvian pan flute lying on its side. PVC tubes are all lined up with cutout holes facing up. Netted cups of sorts are placed in each of these openings on the top of the tubes. Schreiber explains,
there'd be one plant in each of these cups. Mm-hmm. There'd be a nutrient bath that would come in and would go down over the roots. Eventually the root ball would grow down to the bottom.
The grow system was completed in the spring. Right now it's gathering dust in a large greenhouse on the farm while the two collaborators wait for their pot growing license from the state. There's a bit of a queue. Nearly 2,500 applications are pending, but Schreiber is hopeful.
The state's moving pretty slow on the applications. It's going to probably take months. And so we've kind of hit the pause button.
But they're ready to hit play as soon as the state lets them. And they have even more paper napkin plans for how to alter this machine and make it produce even more pot. But that's
off the record, off the record, off the record.
While Schreiber is waiting, he has plenty of other things to keep him occupied. The pot experiment appealed to him as he's an agricultural researcher as much as he's a farmer. On his farm outside of Eltopia, he's growing over 300 types of crops, from cherries to white-fleshed watermelon to purple-hued cauliflower.
This is Concord grapes. This is Merlot. We have an insect trial here. We have an insect.
With all this, Alan, why do you want to add some hinky pot growing on top of that? It seems like a lot of hassle for somebody that's already trying to track pests and pesticides and varieties all over the place.
If you want to know what Washington agriculture is going to be like in 5 to 10 years from now, you can come to this farm and see it. And cannabis is going to be another crop. And there is a tremendous need for research on cannabis.
Schreiber says if his farm is approved to grow pot, he and Ballett will start building their growing systems by the drove and improving the design as they learn more. Until then, he'll focus on this year's summer harvest while his partner/mechanic Ballett Well, he still has quite a few machines around the farm to fix. I'm Anna King outside of Eltopia, Washington.
Tomorrow is the final installment of the series First Cut, and you'll be learning about security. Just how worried should pot farmers be about keeping their crops safe from would-be thieves? This project is a collaboration with the News Tribune of Tacoma. To see pictures and behind-the-scenes video, go to nwpr.org.